and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers! Wake up!
Dancing.
Good morning.
Hey.
6:07. It is way too early Wednesday.
And I'm excited about that.
That makes me happy.
Let's just play this the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I get a little boring here.
No, never.
Take him to the loop.
Take him to the bridge.
That's all it does. No, there's no bridge. You just looped it.
So take him to the loop. I get what you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Welcome to Static Radio. And as I said, it is way too early Wednesday, so we're getting our requests on this morning.
Yes.
So if there's something you want to hear, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700, that is our phone number. The phone lines are open. And we basically just like to get you going on your Wednesday. So we will play, well, anything you want to hear, really.
I guess mostly anything.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle, not you.
I'm like, yeah?
On Facebook, said she really enjoyed listening to the discussion of 50 Shades of Grey we did yesterday on the morning show, but she was getting out of her car to go to work.
Don't worry, Michelle. There's a way to fix this.
She missed like half of it, and so she was curious how she could find the rest of that discussion. If you ever miss the morning show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, and you can podcast us. We podcast our show every single day. And I promise you, at least 19% of it is totally worth re-listening
to. At least 19%. I'd even go so far as saying
20%.
20%.
One-fifth of everything you hear is going to be good.
Yes.
That's not bad.
That's, you know.
It's more than most people can say, you know.
Odds are in our favor.
Yep. Chances are, randomly, we will have something good.
Yeah.
Dude, speaking of something good, my friend's going to be here tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Chrissy last night was asking if I was going to be okay. Are you going to be okay? Are you going to be okay?
I don't think you are. You've been like talking about this every day for the past 2 weeks.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah?
I'm quite excited. Matt Lott from Waverly.
He's your hero?
He's my hero. He is one of my best friends. He's actually playing bass right now for House of Heroes.
Which is exciting.
Which is great. Yeah. What a cool tour to be a part of. And so, yeah, they're going to be coming through. I'm hoping to get them on the morning show. They may not make it till Friday. They're staying with us on Thursday night, so it's going to be interesting.
Ever.
What?
Friday?
I know.
You think I have time for Friday?
Oh.
You think I have open slots?
You know, I have to actually leave after the morning show today because something pretty big is happening.
Yeah? What's happening today? Because I don't think you've told me.
What?
Just kidding.
I'm dressed up.
You're dressed up real nice. You didn't even iron. Look at these pockets. You have these little pockets on the front of your shirt.
Shut up, Mitch.
And they're like sticking up.
My mom's getting married today.
You'll always be your mother's son.
Yep. And so I kind of trimmed my beard thing. Look.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Gosh,
neckline?
It's such a good line.
Oh.
Right there.
You're a jerk. Is it all messed up?
No, it's really nice.
Are you being sarcastic?
No one else is going to see that.
But look, if I look up like, oh, what's that? Look at my beard line. It looks pretty good, right? Whoa.
Nobody's going to be in like, what is?
I'm going to make sure I go out of my way to just look up at something. What? What is? Beard line. Come on, it looks good.
It does. Good job. I'm so proud of you.
Took me half an hour.
I never knew that people have to pay attention to their beard line.
Yeah, you do. Because then, think about it. If it grows here, and then it grows here, your chin beard gets longer than the regular beard. You know what I'm saying?
Gross.
Like, think about it. It's like layered.
Ew.
You know what I mean?
Ew, I don't want
to... Like this long? Mm-mm. This is like this long, but then the chin beard is like that long, so you have to...
I don't want
to
think about this.
You have to trim and sculpt. Took me like half an hour. And then I walked out and showed my wife and said, huh? And she's like, I don't... What did you... You look the same. You have a beard. I'm like, but I trimmed my cheeks and my neck beard line.
See, and she's... I'm in the same boat as her.
Well, I noticed. I noticed.
It's okay.
Hey, coming up today at noon, Celeste and you are going to be broadcasting out on the corner of Manon, Louisiana.
Yes, the southwest corner.
The next sticker stop's going down this afternoon.
Yes, this afternoon. Good job.
I was
going
to say this evening, but I'm like, no, that's a lie.
Yeah.
It's this afternoon, and
Yeah, you won't be there because...
Well, my mom's getting married,
dude.
Your
mom is getting married.
I got to go to my mom's wedding.
Ooh.
Hey.
Mom's getting married. Sacrifice that over work.
This only happens once in a lifetime, or twice, or 17 times. I don't remember. This only happens, you know, once.
Too far.
Twice? Three times later. Yeah, whatever.
Is that why you're not dressed up for this wedding?
I'm dressed up. There's buttons on my shirt,
bro. You're wearing white socks. You're wearing white socks for a wedding. Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Are you the bride?
No.
Then you are not allowed to wear white.
And I'm giving her away like this. I'm walking her down the aisle like this.
I'm going to punch you.
I'm just kidding. There's no aisle.
Okay.
There's no aisle. Yeah.
Anyway, you'll have fun.
It'll be cool. So, yeah. So, I won't be around. So, you and Celeste...
Yes, southwest corner, yeah. Manon, Louisiana. Hanging out from 12 to 1.
Got stuff to give away?
Yes.
Cool.
Always.
Gonna be fun?
Yeah.
All right.
I like Celeste.
She's good people.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Whatevs.
Stuff.
But here's the thing. Thebes gave us a song to play for Way Too Early Wednesday, and I'm not sure I know what it is.
Yeah?
What is this?
It's Deep Space 5.
Oh, okay, cool.
That was like the fourth Star Trek.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it was Star Trek Deep Space 5. Yeah.
Okay,
they
cool.
did that. Well, or if you listen to hip hop, you would know it's hip hop.
I don't.
So, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is a Way Too Early Wednesday, and Thebes kicking it off early and right with some Deep Space 5. The song's called Stick This in Your Ear.
Okay, I guess
Stick
I
This
will.
In Your Ear.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Got the ones who do. We got the ones who don't. It is way too early Wednesday. That would be Deep Space 5 for Thebes. Stick It in Your Ear, name of the song. Yes.
It was a good one.
Some hip hop.
That was good. I was expecting like some like sort of space jammy type thing.
I love good hip hop.
That was amazing.
Right?
Good job, Thebes.
Yep. Hey, speaking of hip hop, KB, Kadashi, Lecrae, Triple E, Pro, Andy Mineo. Special guest Thistle, Propaganda. It's a lot of hip-hop people.
Yeah.
They're doing a big old Unashamed tour.
Ooh.
Yeah, that entire crew. Big thanks to Rush Concerts. And rumor has it they're going to be coming to town.
Rumor has it.
Is that a Adele song?
It's Adele, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's not hip-hop. I'm sorry.
More information available, rushconcerts.com.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So there it is. If you're a hip-hop head, as they called it.
Or you're just unashamed.
Okay, I see what you did there, because it's an unashamed tour.
Yeah, I see. Do you like that?
But unashamed of what? They don't make it very clear. Like, my kids are unashamed to wear their, you know, chonies in front of everybody. Is that the tour? Like, hey, we're unashamed.
I hope that never changes.
To rock chonies. I hope it does change, Mitch.
That'd be really funny if it never changed.
That would be awful. That would not be hilarious in any way, shape, or form.
It's hilarious now.
Yeah, because they're 8 and 6. So they're like, I ain't got no shame. Walking around like the UFC fights and stuff in their underwear.
Oh, so funny.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. It is way too early Wednesday, and we're going to play whatever you want to hear. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You're going to be playing music a little later in the day at noon for the sticker stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and Celeste. Broadcasting live.
We will be out at the southwest corner of Manoa, Louisiana. So just chilling.
I think it's going to be hilarious, and I can't wait to hear it because this is your first remote without me.
So why would that be hilarious?
Think about it. You got to talk by yourself without me.
Celeste will be there. She's not going to be off in the distance, like, afraid to talk as well.
Uh-huh. Watch. Ready to go.
Okay. What do you want me to talk about?
Okay. I'm not here, so I don't know.
Okay. But the thing is, you are here. And so that's... See, you just said, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't say mm-hmm if you're pretending to not be here.
Okay.
So I'm just going to talk about the fact that you're actually here.
I am.
See?
And it's way too early Wednesday.
It is way too early
Wednesday. We need some requests this morning. Facebook, how crazy is that?
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We say it about 17,000 times. Get there, make a request. It's so weird. Usually we have like at least 18 requests by now.
And we don't ever get through them all on Wednesdays because we have so many requests that we run out of time.
Is this our chance to go back to those previous weeks? People are like, I'm not going to request. They never play my song.
I know, right? It's not my fault. We get way too many requests, but this morning it looks like Thebes.
Yeah.
Thebes just wanted to hear Deep Space 5.
That's it. That's all we had. That's all we could play.
Well, and Carissa liked our status.
Thank you, Carissa.
Thanks for liking it.
It's way too...
I mean, you totally could have gotten your request on, but you just liked it.
That's okay. Maybe people are confused because I put way too early Wednesday, and they thought, heck yes it is, and then that's it.
So have you been watching the Olympics at all?
Not at all.
Here's what sucks. The Olympics are happening over in London, right?
In London.
And so we've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, big day, Phelps, you know, rocking it. He became the winningest Olympian of all time. 19 medals.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes me want to cry.
But what sucks is NBC's trying to show everything in prime time because they need to make money because they spent $1.8 billion, I believe.
Because the world has that money.
Exclusively play the Olympics. But we're on different time zones, obviously, across the pond. And so... I knew the outcomes of most of the races.
Posted before we played it.
And so, speaking of spoiler alerts, it kind of sucks. So I was watching last night, and my poor wife, she had no idea. So she was like intently watching.
Oh, no.
So I kept betting her $5. I just came out with like $45 last night. I'm just kidding. No. But seriously, they ruin things.
Yeah.
The media.
Oh, totally.
Internets.
You can't get on the internet.
You can't. If you're a fan of the Olympics, stay away from the interwebs because they totally ruined Michael Phelps for me.
That's really funny.
I was like, oh, man, I totally know what's about to happen here.
So he wins.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know so Chrissy doesn't know. So then I was excited. I'm like, go, 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 go. Yeah, I had no idea that was about to happen. I had no clue. I had no clue that he totally didn't get a gold in the butterfly event that was like his event that he hasn't come in second in like 14 years or something like that.
Oh, so he didn't win?
He got a silver.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because he did the right and then extended, but he was still a little like too far out, and the dude from South Africa had a perfect exit strategy.
Well, then he deserved it.
Yeah. He won the gold. It was by like a split second. He came in second.
See, this stresses me out.
And he was like sad and angry.
This is what stresses me out.
Yeah.
They're really good swimmers.
Yeah.
Why do we got to judge him?
Why do we got to judge
him? Like literally, he's probably done it perfect a million times, but because he didn't do it perfect that one time when it actually mattered.
Right, when it matters. That's it.
Got
you just
silver.
Nailed it.
No.
When it matters. You can practice and practice over and over and over again, but when you hit that stage, that's when it quote-unquote matters, right?
Oh, man.
Dude, speaking of that stage, the Olympics are none too happy with good old Dr. Dre.
What? Oh, because of those headphones.
Yeah, have you noticed every Olympian rocking the Beats by Dre headphones?
Dude, they have some bass up in there.
So check this out. Apparently, the Olympics are sponsored in part by Panasonic.
Oh, this is not going well.
And so the IOC or the International Olympic Committee.
So
they're furious because
Dre totally slammed his way in there.
Dre found out, hey, all right, America, And I believe Great Britain are the only two so far. But he handed out to all of the athletes customized headphones with, like, the nation's flag on it. So you'll see, like, Americans rocking it with, you know, our flag. And
what's crazy is that they think they're cool.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually do
wear
them.
So they're wearing them everywhere, and so they're all over television now. And so it's like free advertising for Dr. Dre, his Beats headphones. However, Panasonic is furious because they're the quote-unquote official sponsor. So then the IOC is angry because they're saying, hey, man, without our sponsors, we couldn't put on the Olympics.
Oh.
And so you are destroying this for everyone. But you'll notice if you watch the Olympics, everyone's rocking around with these Beats by Dre headphones.
I want those because everyone...
Exactly.
See?
Exactly. Because everybody's wearing
and
them.
And it's an amazing idea what he did.
Yeah.
And who cares? Like, do you think he cares that
like
they hate him?
It's guerrilla marketing.
Yeah. Do you think he cares?
No.
I heard that song by Eminem about him. No one cares.
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. Oh. I can't sing it. It's Eminem.
Yeah, so basically, he's in hot water with the International Olympic Committee because, yeah, he's doing his own thing. And, of course, who's
going to
say
out?
No? The athletes, they're not going
to
say no. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
I got free headphones.
Yeah.
And so they're noise canceling. So you'll see all the swimmers walking around with them because they said, you know, before the event, they don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah.
And so people are always yelling and poolside, it's really loud. So they're all sporting these headphones.
It's so perfect.
Everyone's sporting these headphones and Panasonic's like, oh, bro, come on.
Come on, Panasonic,
that's
step
not
it
cool.
up.
Yeah. Maybe they just needed to actually get in the game and make some better headphones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never owned a pair of Panasonic headphones, so I can't say.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
And yeah. And I've never owned a pair of Dre Beats, but I feel like I want them because...
No. Well, I'll tell you right now.
A lot of bass.
You don't.
Because it feels like I'm just like riding like a lowrider. Like,
well, I used to work at Apple, and they were, you know, partners or whatever.
Oh,
so they,
I didn't know that.
They sold them a lot. Mm-hmm. They're made of plastic. So see
oh,
how
so they'll
these,
break.
Yeah, see how these are like bendy?
Yeah.
And there's metal and they're bendy? No, they're plastic.
And they're probably like hundreds of dollars.
So if you stretch them to put them over your head,
snap.
So many pairs came back snapped in half. And we're like, sorry, because there's nothing you can do. Oh, how much were those headphones? Oh, only $300? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And they're made of plastic. So I'll tell you right now,
not worth it. The sound
no
isn't
way,
worth
dude.
The $300.
You know what you're paying for? A dude's name.
Yeah, you are.
But Dr. Dre made these. Really? Really? First of all, he's not a real doctor. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, I beg to differ.
No. He's not a real doctor. I'm sorry. He did not get a degree. He doesn't deserve it.
Why does he call himself... man.
Because he's the doctor of Beats.
See? He's a doctor.
He's not a doctor. It's a different kind of... Never mind. Speaking of Beats... Spencer wanted to hear some Family Force 5 for Way Too Early Wednesday. Get your request on now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Let me see you wobble.
As I Lay Dying. Song called Forever.
Are they okay? They sounded mad.
It is Way Too Early Wednesday. Welcome to the show and whatnot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're here. Dude, I got to talk about something.
Okay.
So as you know, because we're friends.
We are. Wait, whoa, back up. We're what?
We're friends.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Close friends.
Cool.
Yeah, I consider you a good friend.
Awesome.
So if somebody asked you, you would be able to tell them that me and Chrissy are having a baby.
Yes.
Probably you'd be able to tell them the sex of the baby.
Yes.
Okay. But my question is, why would M&M's know that?
M&M's like the
yeah.
candy?
Yeah.
Why would they know that you're having a baby?
Boy.
Because yeah. you put it somewhere in...
Like, where? Where would I have put it?
A registry?
I don't have a Facebook. We have not registered yet for a single thing.
Oh, somebody totally was being a creeper and signed you up for something.
I got an email overnight. You know how overnight,
yeah.
that's usually when you get spam.
Delete.
Yeah. So I got an email overnight, seriously, from M&M's. And it really is from them.
I'm just really sad it's not from M&M.
Saying congratulations on the house, a free bag of M&M's to celebrate A new addition to the family.
Whoa, and did it say baby boy?
Yeah, and then it's got personalized celebrations for the little dude on the way. And it's like blue and white M&Ms, and so they want me to give the name so that we can, when we announce it, we can give bags
of M&Ms?
Yes.
That's
with
really
his funny. Name on it.
I've never thought of giving out party favors for my newborn child.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because one, that's weird. But two,
they know.
How do they know? I haven't told anyone. Whoa. Like, we haven't announced it on Facebook. We haven't announced it anywhere.
Not anywhere on the internet.
Anywhere on the internet.
You're not buying baby stuff on the internet?
Nope.
You've never looked for, like, a car seat.
No, like, dude. Baby, we're hippies.
Baby boy.
So when it comes to stuff like that, it's like, hey,
throw
little sister.
Throw him in the back seat.
Dude, no. Everybody else who's had a baby already, that's why you keep all the baby stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a collective.
Yeah, and I won't have to buy anything.
So literally, this week got the crib, got the bassinet, got the, like, when Steven and his family went here, got some stuff there, got a, you know. And so we just get things. That's what you do when you have babies and you have friends who have babies, you share.
Yeah.
Apparently, somebody else shared the information. That's creepy, right?
Yeah, but I just say that you take advantage of this and just get that free bag of M&Ms.
No! I don't want their stupid candy.
I do, so get it and bring it to me.
Absolutely not. No, it just weirds me out how information just floats everywhere and you don't know.
It's creepy. It took me a while to figure out when I did have a Facebook why, like, Christian Mingle kept popping up as an ad. I was like, what the heck? Why does it keep doing that? But it just because it said I was a Christian on my Facebook.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's creepy. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in.
If you know how this happens, please.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it. Apparently, your information just kind of floats out there. And I get that normally, like address, email addresses, stuff like that. It's already creepy enough because I had a friend one time say, dude, you got to go block yourself on this website. I'm like, what? Yeah, dude, go. Trust me. And I went to this website and found not only my information, my wife's information, our boy's information, but you could click on our name and it was like, whoop, there's our house and a photo from the front door of our house. It was like, you are kidding me.
Delete.
So it's just like, yeah, creepy.
Yeah.
And it's out there. I get that, but we haven't told anybody, really. We haven't made an official announcement. We haven't registered anywhere. Which we probably should do, considering we're only a couple months away.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got an email from the candy people, and they're like, hey,
congratulations.
On the house, congratulations on your baby boy.
You're like, whoa.
I'm like, no, I'd like to find you. I would like to talk to you. I would like to have words with you.
Eat that candy on a regular basis?
No, absolutely not. No, dude, I'm not a chocolate person. You know that.
I know,
it's
really
just
upsetting.
Straight up chocolate. It's disgusting.
There's a candy shell.
No. They taste like nothing.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It doesn't taste like anything.
It tastes like chocolate.
People are liars if they say M&Ms taste like things. No, dude, totally. The colors taste like something.
No, they don't.
No, they
don't.
No,
do not. I thought you
Those
okay.
are called Sixlets, and they're completely different.
Mm.
No. I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. I don't know how that happens.
It's weird. It freaked me out. And then I was like, okay, honey, lock it down. No more on. You're not allowed to be on the internet anymore. So completely cut us off from the digital world.
Now turned off your internet.
Everything.
Your cable, whatever you have these days.
Somehow they found out because we made something funny on the morning show, maybe. And so on our static Facebook. And then they deduced that that was me. And then somehow got my personal email address because it's not my work email address. And... yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Sent me a congratulatory email.
They're spies. They're like agents. FBI.
It's weird.
FBI agents.
Because you can't even say the doctor sold our information because I'm not in there. It's my wife.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just saying, dude.
I don't understand.
This day and age is making me not happy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't change it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's way too early Wednesday. Indeed. It really is.
It really is.
And so we're taking your requests and we'll play whatever you want unless it's Devil Wears Prada.
What?
I'm just kidding. We got some Devil Wears Prada by request from Taylor. We'll do that right after the break. And your requests as well. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's way too early Wednesday with Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Dude, for real, realsies.
Yeah, I don't... Really? For realsies?
Time to wake up. Yeah, for realsies.
Oh my gosh.
It's very serious. Epidemic, not getting up when you're supposed to.
It's an epidemic that you're saying realsies.
It's 4 minutes till 7 o'clock, which means if you're supposed to be at work at seven, you are late, bro.
So unless you're me and can get there in four
get
minutes.
Get out of bed.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, we just played It's Way Too Early Wednesday
we did.
Music. And
hopefully to wake people up.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like it would have.
I like them's requests.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up today at noon, Static Radio Sticker Stop. We've been doing them all summer long, and you and Celeste are going to be out there.
We'll be out at the southwest corner of Manol in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So you'll see the van and flags. We'll have flags up.
Nice.
We'll be stickering your cars as well as cleaning your window and possibly giving away some good music.
Some good free stuff.
Good free stuff.
I like that.
Yeah.
You guys are going to have the new sandwich board thingy.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with it. What do I do? Do I like tie like a string around it and put it around my neck and walk
dude.
Around?
No, dude. There's like a
oh, I know. I stand on the
thingy.
Corner. I stand on the corner and I flip it.
Yeah. Yes.
To wave it.
Exactly. Why didn't we make those? We should have made a big arrow.
Oh, yes.
We could have been on the corner with the big old arrow. First of all, I want to know how you find that job.
I don't
know. Who is like, dude, I need a job. And you're like searching through the paper. And then you're like, dude,
sign
that's
flipper.
It. I could totally flip that arrow. I'm so good at arrow flipping.
I honestly don't think it works that way.
No?
I think it's probably like, oh, I'm going to go work at this place that probably sells gold or something. And then...
They're like, hey, man, we really need customers.
We don't really trust you.
So you go stand on the corner.
With this paper sign that's
if
not made of gold.
If anybody is listening and they're a sign flipper, please call us.
Yeah, we want to know.
Yeah, 505-338-3700.
Can I just say that actually takes real talent? Like, I couldn't do that. I'd give myself like paper cuts and it would fly in my face every time the wind blew.
Dude, you're very sweet. You're very, very sweet.
It takes talent.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
I'll try today. We have a huge sandwich board sign that I'm just going to try and flip around.
That would be hilarious. I'm so sad I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Alas, I will be away because my mom's wedding, once again, getting in the way of things.
Once again.
I'm just kidding.
It's so messed up.
I know. I'm just kidding.
God.
Yeah, my mom's getting married today, so I dressed pseudo nice.
Yeah,
come on,
you wore a button up.
I did. There's buttons on this.
You forgot to iron it.
You shut up. I don't own an iron.
Yes, you do.
No, no, I really don't. Why would I own an iron? Why would I care? I wear t-shirts all the
time.
You
totally probably have an iron.
We really don't. I promise you. I'm going to put that on the baby registry. Bro, we really need an iron. On the baby registry, I'm just going to start putting things that we actually need.
Toilet paper.
Instead of like, yes.
Beep.
Instead of like onesies and all those things or whatever you
Dude,
normally
you're gonna
get.
You're going to get so much of that and then the baby's going to grow out of it.
Exactly.
Baby can be naked.
Exactly. Baby's never going to grow out of an iron. In fact, it may actually need to use it someday. So,
but that's only if he has clothes.
The sad thing is usually if you put something funny on your registry, you get that.
Yeah.
Chrissy was very, very angry with me for our wedding because we registered for the wedding and I was being stupid and just like beep, beep, random things. We got like 18 boxes of Frankenberry. I'm not joking because we got married in October.
Like, okay, cool. What's cheap? What's cheap? What's cheap? $350.
Ooh, Frankenberry.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. We had Frankenberry for months. Frankenberry.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I put that on the list. I put Star Wars toys and got some.
Gosh.
And my wife was like, who are you? How old are you? At the time, the World Cup was happening, and I totally registered for an official Adidas like FIFA World Cup soccer ball.
Did you get it?
Totally got it.
Oh, no.
I got everything on the list that I wanted that was like, well, if we're going to register for things, why do we have to register for like... Because she was putting like the good stuff.
Kitchen.
Like, yeah. Ooh, coffee maker. We need a crock pot. We need... And I'm like, dude, screw
I got
that.
Three
I want
crock
a soccer
pots.
Ball.
I got so, three crock pots.
Three crock pots?
Yeah, and I don't regret any of them. I love having that many
really?
Crock pots. Really? Yeah.
You can make queso and a roast and beans all at the same time.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
No.
Who would use that
productive.
Much? Speaking of disgusting, I was just looking at this article that I really want to share with you.
Oh,
and I know you're going to
awesome.
Be excited about it. Totally.
I'm so excited for disgusting.
Ooh, this may
stories.
Be a sign flipper. Static.
Hey. Evo.
Yeah.
I got an idea for you.
Do you flip signs?
You ready for this? No, I don't flip signs.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That seems like a cool job, though. I think I would end up flying away or something.
I feel like I'd get bored after like 8 minutes. Because they stand out there forever.
Get the best tan ever.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's usual construction in San Antonio and Wyoming, as well as more construction work somewhere. Seriously.
Come on, man.
Closed due to road construction, Edith at Alameda, as well as construction work central between Eubank and Tramway. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus.
Cool.
Yeah, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Oh, what did you do?
I'm trying to talk about them and call them at the same time.
It's okay.
And it's just not working.
It's okay. You know, this computer's really slow, and it's not my fault when traffic doesn't show.
Oh, yeah, nothing's
not
your fault.
It's not my fault.
Nothing ever. I feel bad for Kelly, bro. That would be Josh Garrels. Was my phone going off?
Yeah, it was ringing.
The rabbit and the bear. Good morning, Static Radio. It was a timer I set.
It sounded like an alarm.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to be awkward.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
That guy laughs for way too long.
I know, but there's no way to get rid of it.
It is Wednesday.
Feel good.
Do you feel good?
Feel good.
I do too.
Feeling all right.
Halfway through the week. Sadly, there's some Olympians right now who don't feel good.
Aww.
That's right. It would not be Olympic time if I didn't talk about
the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Of course.
You know, the purpose of the Olympics is to what, Mitch?
Win.
Right.
Okay.
Good job.
I was guessing.
People are wanting to win medals. You would think.
Gold medals, preferably.
Gold.
But if they get bronze, do you think they're okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I'd be stoked that I still got a medal.
I don't know if you're actually, like dedicated to win water polo, then you'd want gold.
Michael Phelps, who always wins the 200-meter butterfly, the 200 butterfly.
Yeah.
Always wins.
And he didn't.
Like, always.
Year.
World records, everything, has not won. I couldn't remember. It was like 12 years, something crazy like that. 16 years.
Uh-huh.
It's ridiculous.
Why has he been swimming that long?
Crazy. Yeah, maybe not 16 years. Like 12 years.
Maybe.
He came in second last night and visibly angry. Like pulled off his little cap thingy and his goggles and like threw them.
Oh,
and he was like
man, mad.
Ah, I got a silver medal. He was pretty mad.
Silver. What?
Which is why it's even more, I don't know, dumbfounding that 8 Olympic women's badminton players are facing a disciplinary hearing after being accused of not using one's best efforts to win.
Man, this is like that parent that you're like, really? They didn't really want to be in a pageant.
You would think that until you hear the story. The Badminton World Federation says it's holding the hearing today, actually. The players, 4 from South Korea, 2 from China, and 2 from Indonesia, have been charged with conducting oneself in a manner that is clearly abusive or detrimental to the sport during matches yesterday. Apparently, what happened was, I know you haven't been watching the Olympics
right,
regularly.
But I know
but
all
it's
about
like,
badminton.
You know about, oh, of course.
All about
of course.
It.
Okay, so there's the qualifying, there's the quarterfinals, right? Mm-hmm. And then depending on the results, you're paired into groups, and then you have to play people for the finals and all
right.
that stuff, right? Well, I guess going into the games, going into these sets of games, the number one ranked team had already set themselves up.
Okay.
So some of the other teams are saying, okay, if I win this game, then I'm going to have to play this. Or if I lose this game, then you get it. And so the losers get more towards the bottom. They get better seedings. And so there were a bunch of teams yesterday trying to lose their match.
That's funny.
Yeah. British sports fans going into the Olympic Park called it shocking after seeing what was happening. They said it's not in the spirit of the Olympics. It's disappointing for people who came to see it. Leaves a bit of a sour taste in your mouth. Then,
why?
That's actually a quote.
Why were they trying? They were trying to lose.
They've already all qualified for the quarterfinals of the tournament before the final matches of the group on Tuesday night. But they meant, you know, hey, if you win this, or if you know the seedings, the way that they did it, they wanted to lose basically because depending on
the
outcomes, they got better seedings so that they would in turn get to play different teams.
Oh, so weird.
So they wouldn't have to play the number one ranked team.
This is like picking teams, and you're like, or the teacher's like, one, two, and you're like trying to get away from like your friends so you could be on the same team.
Yeah. So basically, they were trying to lose matches because they didn't want to have to play the team. If they had won, they would have had to play a different team.
Seed, not seat?
Yeah, seed.
I don't know what that means.
A seed. Not a seat. It's not your seating.
Oh.
Yeah, like an eight seed, a four seed.
Are they planting stuff?
No, they're not planting stuff.
I thought badminton was like that game with the racket and the little
that is.
Birdie.
Yeah,
thing that
yeah.
Then why is it called a seed?
But no, that's the ranking. So like the seedings.
Birds have eggs,
like,
not seeds.
Here you go. The Lobos are in the Mountain West Conference, right? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were up until this year, and then it's all screwy. But so there's a bunch of different teams.
Can we play that sports song?
Like,
we're going to go through this.
Rankings.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
If I have to go through this, the song has to play.
Okay. We're talking about
sports.
Woo! Keep it going for the
sports.
That's right. Okay, so here's the deal.
Okay.
It's like a tournament, and if you're in first on that, right? That's your seed. I'm the top seed. I'm the number one seed.
Okay.
That's your seeding, not your seat.
Seating. I'm thinking like so they get to sit close to their friends.
What?
I don't know.
No!
And they get to play the people in that row.
You know what? I'm throwing the story away.
Seed.
And I'm never talking about sports with you ever again.
Well,
basically, there's
sense.
A lot of people in trouble because they were trying to rig the badminton tournament, because depending on the outcomes, it's like, hey, you guys already qualified for the quarterfinals. 1-1-1. You win. Oh, but if you lose one, then you're going to be into this grouping, which means you have to play this team.
Group.
Which isn't a better yes.
Not
yes.
Seed.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm done. I'm done with you. I can't take it anymore.
Okay, fine. You are going to have no patience.
None!
Oh.
I'd make a terrible doctor. Ah!
I get it.
Yep.
So you did there.
Yep. Latest from Number One Gun. Wow. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Construction, San Antonio and Wyoming, as well as more construction. Left lane closed, Banal between Wyoming and Eubank, as well as construction work. Yale between Sunport and Gibson, and construction work 2nd Street between Manal and Candelaria, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And yeah, it's just before 8 o'clock, and it's good stuff.
I have great news.
Yeah?
Today, Celeste and I are going to be out at a sticker stop.
I like that.
Yeah, so we'll be out 12 to 1 between, on Manal, Louisiana, southwest corner of Manal, Louisiana.
Okay.
Stickering cars, and we'll have some stuff to give away as well.
That's cool.
As we always do.
We have a fun job.
We do.
That's what we do.
We kind of just, like, mess around, don't we?
Kind of.
Sort of. Yeah. There's, you know.
Talk and stuff.
Just talking, because, you know, that's what we're doing now.
Talking, hanging out, going to random places like Manal and Louisiana.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
But I have other ways to make job more interesting.
Yeah.
And
this
be
is
more
actually
productive.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, this is actually, according to the survey or the study anyways, this is ways to make you more productive at work.
Yeah, and it's
I think I need to write these down, because honestly,
are you not productive?
I don't know. It's tiresome. As stupid as that sounds, talking for 4 hours straight,
yeah.
You're like, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Your brain's fried. And
I,
so,
I agree.
You know, then I usually sit in my room and take long naps.
I went
I'm
home.
Just kidding.
Was that what happens in there?
Yes, that's what happens.
Those closed door meetings are actually just nap times?
Just naps.
Okay.
Yeah, just naps.
Cool. Well, I have 8 ways.
Okay.
To, you know, make life more interesting at work. So take a walk around the block.
It's okay.
Goofing off. Fresh air combined with a change of scene can boost productivity.
Okay.
So for us, it wouldn't be really a block because a block is like this building.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we could just like walk around the campus once.
Yeah.
Stever does that every morning.
Yeah.
Him and Nance, they take their little break and then they walk around the campus a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably helps.
Yeah.
I should get out more.
He's
often.
Way more productive than we are.
I know. I just sit there and I found a Sudoku game yesterday. I was like, I guess I'll just play this.
See, so, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Played Sudoku. Take a nap. I used to participate in this regularly.
Oh, dude.
I took a nap every single day.
And you were more productive then, because now you're just kind of lazy.
Oh, guess I'll take a nap right after this.
There you go.
Says some offices offer this as a perk.
That's awesome.
That's so cool. Closing your eyes for a 15-minute cat nap can be hugely refreshing.
All right.
But here's the thing. After I'd take a nap every single time, I'd wake up and not know what was going on.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You, like, wake up groggy. I can't do, like, the little naps like that, because then, you know how you have, like, nap eyes?
Yeah, I had nap eyes.
They, like, kind of hurt, and then you just feel sluggish. I don't know that I could do, like, a little quick 15-minute, like, I'm just going to set my timer and lay back and fall asleep in my chair.
It makes for some really weird dreams.
Yeah.
Like, because you can still hear everything that's going on.
Right.
And so one time I woke up to people picking up the couch and, like, moving me. Like, they just picked up the whole couch above their head, and I woke up, like, in the air.
That's hilarious.
It was terrifying.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We're talking about 8 ways that'll make you more productive at the office.
We want to know what'll make you productive.
Yeah, what do you do around work that makes you feel more quote-unquote productive? Yeah. I like these because these are good ideas. They're like kind of fun goof-off ways.
Number 3 doesn't count for us.
Chat?
Chat with a colleague.
Yeah.
Because I pretty much talk to you all morning.
I know.
And you make me lazy.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you know.
I make you lazy. How do I make you lazy?
Because you just sit there. I'm like, so what are we going to do for this sticker stop? You go, let me see. And then you go on to some completely different conversation. And therefore, I didn't get anything done. But now we're talking about Spider-Man in New York. I'm like, that's... We didn't accomplish anything.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Because you now have an understanding that Spider-Man actually does live in New York City, whereas Superman lives in...
Superman lives in a different world.
Oh, boo.
I don't know where Superman lives.
Metropolis!
Hold on. Ask me again.
Okay. Where does Batman live?
Gotham City.
Oh, booyah.
See? Yeah. And it's not even... It's a different world. It's a different universe.
In real life, where's Gotham?
Gotham is... Boston.
No.
New York.
It depends.
L.A.
Most people say Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, see, I've never been. I've been to, like, L.A. That's it.
I've never been to Chicago. I've never been to Boston. Amazing. I've never been to New York.
And neither. I've never been anywhere.
Me and Joey, my friend Joey Belleville, we've talked about going to New York for New York Comic Con so that I could be a nerd around people who actually appreciate my nerdiness.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Just go on.
Speaking of 8 ways that goofing off can make you more productive at work, number 4?
Run an errand.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of what you guys are doing today at noon.
Running a few errands.
Yeah, you know.
Errands.
Yeah. Southwest corner of Manal in Louisiana. Write it down. Celeste and Mitch will be broadcasting live today doing our next sticker stop.
12 to 1.
Yeah.
Be there the whole lunch hour.
Yeah,
there you go. And there's plenty of food.
How does running an errand make you more productive?
Maybe it's because I always felt more productive when, like, the boss was like, hey, would you mind going and doing this for me?
And you're like, yay.
I get to get out of the office for 4 minutes.
And that's kind of what it says, basically. Getting out of the office, taking care of something can give your mind a break. And
kind of like taking a walk around a block or something.
Sitting in front of a computer all day.
And not blinking.
You got to, like, get up and move because your blood just kind of stops flowing.
I go home sometimes and my eyes are just bloodshot.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I just forgot to blink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Number 5, brush your teeth.
Okay.
It says the symbolism of removing decay and plaque can be especially potent when you are feeling sluggish.
Whatever. When was the last time you ever brushed your teeth and you're like, I'm so excited, I'm removing decay and plaque right now as I speak? How has anybody ever really thought? I just kind of brush my teeth because I know I'm supposed to.
Oh, that's
It's weird. Not because I'm like, oh, I'm removing plaque.
maybe, well, you're not really thinking about that, but you're thinking about like, hey, my breath doesn't smell bad. I'm going to go get some work done.
Truth.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Number six, spend 10 minutes checking Facebook, Twitter, or other social media sites.
Okay.
So.
Mental distractions, basically.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Whenever I do that, it takes me at least 15 more minutes to get back into actual work.
See, that's, you can't do that. You only get a 15-minute break, Mitch.
I know, so I'll be checking.
Call HR.
What the heck? You're so messed up.
Actually, that's kind of part of your job, so yeah, it works out. We're on Facebook a lot.
Facebook, and I read a lot of stories.
Especially for us who don't even have our own Facebook. It's
yeah.
Like, all right.
I practically have a Facebook.
Yeah.
Number seven, go to the gym. If your company has an exercise facility, take advantage. We technically do. We just have a really large campus and the skate park.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
I used to skate, except the problem is during the summer, all the kids are out of school and they're in the park.
And they're way better.
And they're way better than me and will make fun. And so I kind of gave up on skateboarding during the summer thanks to children who are awful and mock me.
Yeah.
Because I suck.
I can't. Skateboard.
Yeah.
I just like, yeah. I want to get like a scooter or rollerblades.
Ah.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
And number eight, go out to lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah. Judging from the habits of this person who says, my colleagues, lunch out of the office is a dying American habit, but a healthy meal and good conversation can be nourishing on multiple levels.
Yeah. And I'm not the healthiest of humans because I eat 9 times out of 10 just skip lunch because I don't have time.
No, you need to eat.
I know.
I know. I just tried to feed you a burrito and you're like, no, it's okay. It's okay.
I ate a little bit.
I didn't feed you personally.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. So according to Forbes, these are 8 ways that goofing off can make you more productive at work. How do you get work done? What gets you going through the day? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. That's our phone number.
I feel like fresh breath totally would make a difference. I'm thinking gum would be really cool right now.
Except my dentist this week was like, hey, do you chew gum? And I'm like, no, not really. Oh, okay, good. That's really good. Never mind. I was going to, they were going to recommend some like healthy gum, you know, because apparently chewing gum's not good for your teeth.
What if it's sugar free?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
She didn't tell me because I said, no, I don't really chew gum. She was like, oh, good. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know.
I thought it would like strengthen your teeth.
No, my dentist told me no. So apparently that means no. I wish I knew why. I can't even tell you why because I wasn't paying attention.
Like, oh, never mind. Oh, you just weren't paying attention.
So, yeah, what makes you more productive throughout the day? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got a culture shock from Alabama Shakes,
ooh,
as well as some Tall Heart. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Under oath. Too bright to see, too loud to make out.
Is that what the song is called?
No, I have no idea. It's just so long of a title. I'm just going to start making stuff up every single time.
Wait, too loud to what?
Yeah. I think it's actually just too loud to hear.
Too loud. That's how all of their songs are.
Fail.
That's literally all of their songs.
I fail at everything.
Wow, that's
don't
so be rough on yourself. It's okay. No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Don't even worry.
No.
Everything's gonna be okay.
You're
gonna get through this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna flourish.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It is Wednesday, 8:12 now. Steve-O and Mitch right here on Static Radio.
What's up?
Talking about ways to be productive at work. And according to a recent article, goofing off can make you more productive.
I don't know if...
At least according to Forbes magazine.
Yeah, and they weren't really like goofing off. Like, I feel like...
So taking a nap.
Taking a nap.
Getting outside.
Yeah.
Running an errand.
That's brushing your teeth.
That's weird. See, yeah, that's none of that's like goofing off to me.
Yeah, see, this is all just taking
we
care of yourself.
We goof off at work.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know what we do here.
We...
I'm trying to think of cool things that we do here that make us more productive.
Here's what happens. On Mondays, we have our actual DJ meeting.
We do.
When you're like, okay, save that for the DJ meeting. But then we'll just end up having the conversation where all of us are, like on Wednesday, like today, or something, and we'll be all sitting in the same room. We're like, we'll save it for the DJ meeting. And then eventually we'll just end up talking about it and then making jokes.
Truth. We need to have mandatory rubber band fights.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Only if I can use a rubber band off of the rubber band ball.
Nope. The rubber band ball is almost the size of your noggin.
Then I don't want to.
That thing is amazing.
I know. It's been in the works for years.
Which is why you can't take a rubber band off of it.
I don't want to participate in this.
We add to the rubber band ball. We don't take away from the rubber band ball. That's one thing we do.
Yeah, we have the rubber band ball.
We have the rubber band ball. We used to play games with the rubber band ball until somebody lost the last one.
Uh-oh.
Had to start all over with it.
Uh-oh. What were the games?
Like handball, basically, in the office.
That thing is scary.
Yeah, we've only broken like two windows in here.
No biggie.
Yeah. No biggie. Well, what do you do to be productive at your job? 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What gets you going?
TJ says, knowing that I can get to all my customers' homes early gets me going. I love short days. I don't know.
Maybe he sells windows.
Maybe. Or maybe he's like an exterminator.
Nah.
Plutonium?
Yeah, flux capacitors. Stuff like that.
Cool.
For science.
Yeah.
He's helping people build, you know, time machines.
Time machines. Yeah. Okay.
Totally.
Yeah, probably.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to say. Oh, yeah, you build time machines. We know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thebes, power naps, exercise, and music.
Power naps. I can't do it.
Yesterday, I had to write. I can't do power naps either. But yesterday, I had to write a letter. And the only way I could get it done was by sticking headphones in. Because everyone just kept talking and I couldn't get anything done. And I'm in the middle. I don't have like a production room. I'm sitting in the middle of everyone talking. So I'm caught in the middle of every conversation. So I just put the headphones in and I zoned out and I wrote the letter and I got it done. That's what made me productive yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah. JD says, I'm stuck by myself for a good 5 to 6 hours a day. So communicating and listening to static keeps me productive and sane throughout the day.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, these are good ways to be productive.
Listen to us.
Yeah. Not good ways to be productive. This just in. I just got a breaking news alert on my phone.
Oh, no.
Curly the Cone, a 6-foot-tall Dairy Queen mascot, has been stolen.
Oh, no. That's not productive at all.
The Dairy Queen franchise owner, Aaron Sanchez, says, he's been an asset to us. He's been really helpful. Sanchez says she had Curly inflated and staked into a planter next to the front window of the business near Paseo and Louisiana.
Oh.
The one right by us. Monday afternoon, it was the shop's 1-year anniversary. Someone abducted Curly.
Oh. This is wrong.
Yeah, pulled their car right up out front of the store, grabbed him, stuffed him in the trunk, drove off. It happened right in the front window. They were totally there working. Didn't see the abduction because they were busy actually
working.
Yeah. So if you see a 6-foot-tall ice cream cone costume, know that it's probably not whoever has it. It
doesn't belong to them.
How sad is that?
It's so sad. Well, it's like the David Hasselhoff thing.
Yeah. We were talking about a chain of... not restaurants, of convenience stores in Massachusetts who employed
the Hoff
to sell their coffee.
Something.
Yeah.
It was like an iced coffee.
Yeah.
And his cardboard cutout just kept getting stolen. There was like 270 and then 250 of them got stolen.
Here's the big question. What is anybody going to do with a 6-foot-tall inflatable ice cream cone dude? Let's be honest.
That's the coolest decoration ever.
Really?
Yeah.
A 6-foot-tall ice cream cone?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Put it in your room and put lights on it. Yeah, you could shoot a music
video. 6 feet tall!
Yeah.
This is a monstrous ice cream cone.
It's only that tall.
Only.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Uh-huh. You don't think your husband would come home and be like, so ice cream cone in the bedroom.
I'm not the type to put to steal.
This song makes me happy.
All the whistling?
Zurban New Earth. I feel like any song with whistling, you just gotta like, I don't know, frolic.
The whistling and the A.
Yep. Yeah. Simo Mitch, welcome to Static Radio.
Frolic.
Yeah. It's Wednesday morning, 8:26 now. Happy day.
Yeah.
Happy, happy day.
Yeah.
We were talking about this article on Forbes, 8 ways that, you know, goofing off can make you more productive.
And reading all of these ways that people are productive on Facebook is already making me feel more productive.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what makes you more productive. So it's like this circle of life.
You know what? That's funny that we say it makes me feel productive because that doesn't actually mean I am being productive.
Right.
Like, one of my favorite sites is Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
And it's where you get all these cool ideas on what to do with your house or what to make. You can, like, get, like, make crafts and all right. these cool things. Wonderful ideas. I'm sitting there getting so inspired. I never actually do any of it. Story of my life.
Yeah, Christy's a big old fan of Pinterest, too.
I love Pinterest.
And she finds all these amazing things. Same thing. I'm trying to think if we've ever actually utilized a single thing or if it's just, oh, that's cool.
That's so cool. I'm going to repin that.
Yeah.
Instead of like retweet, it's repin.
That's what it is?
Yeah, repin.
It's like chick tweets?
Yeah.
Because it's for ladies, right?
No, guys have it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because guys care about fashion and cool stuff too.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Being that it is Chick-fil-A Day officially, reserve the Pinterest comments to myself. So productivity.
Productivity.
Facebook.com/myestheticradio.
Oh, man. We want to know what makes you productive. A few things on the list were brushing your teeth.
Which is weird to me. There are a few here at the station.
Yeah.
I'll walk into the bathroom and it's like, oh, hey, brushing your teeth next to a stall.
What? It's the same thing as in the bathroom, like at your house.
Not
do you have a completely?
Me.
Do you brush your teeth in the kitchen?
No, I guess it's the same.
It and just, it's probably better because the stall has the wall, and so when you flush the toilet, all the germs don't go everywhere; they just go on the wall.
And a janitor who cleans it regularly.
Yeah,
so you're right. Maybe it is cleaner in there.
Our bathrooms are probably not as clean.
Ah.
It is weird, especially because you're like in a public setting, brushing right. your teeth. But I'm going to bring it.
With other people possibly
do it.
Using the bathroom. That's
so?
Weird to me. What do you mean, so? If I'm brushing my teeth.
Go to a different bathroom.
And my wife or one of my children decides to try and walk in, I'm like, uh-uh, I am brushing my teeth. Or vice versa. Like if my wife's taking her contacts out or brushing her teeth, I'm like, I can't even go in the bathroom.
It's a one person thing?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Doesn't matter that there's two sinks and we have a big old bathroom. It's like, no, 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 because I know what you're about to do. I'm trying to do like hygiental things here, okay?
Hygiental things?
Yeah, hygiental. It's a new word I just made up.
Yeah, I thought so.
So, but that's how we do. So there's like rules. You can't violate toothbrush
time.
Well,
if someone is using the restroom, then that is their time.
No, but what if you're in there brushing your teeth first?
I'm in there brushing my teeth, and my husband wants to come in and brush his teeth too. Or,
oh, wait, no, brushing like, your teeth too is acceptable.
Like he has to like do his hair.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm. That's not what I'm talking about.
If my
Mitch.
Husband wants to come in and take a shower while I'm brushing my teeth. We are married.
Yeah, that's acceptable too. I'm specifically talking about the fact that somebody walks in there to like go potty.
That's unacceptable. There's
yes!
another bathroom.
We have
two of those.
Which is why I couldn't brush my teeth at work. Because inevitably, like every time I walk into the bathroom, somebody's in here brushing their teeth. I just feel bad and I can't. I'm like, well, no, stage fright. Can't do it. So yeah, I'm out. Yeah, I can't do it. I just feel bad. I really do.
That's so weird.
Am I alone in this?
Yeah. Oh, you're brushing your teeth? I'll wait.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I will. It's called common courtesy because there's little particles floating through the air. And the last thing you need when you're brushing
Regardless
your teeth.
Regardless of whether or not you're brushing your teeth, those particles are still floating throughout the air.
I'm just saying, bro.
I'm just saying,
It's called, I don't know.
Hygiene.
Etiquette?
Etiquette, sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in on this very wonderful conversation
yeah.
that we're having.
Well, we figured out what TJ does.
Yeah.
He does window blinds.
Yeah!
Window something. Blinds.
So it's not windows. He actually sells the blinds for said windows.
Out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Static.
Steve, I'm with you on this one, man. That's gross to do that in a public restroom.
Dude, it's weird, man!
You
I couldn't
other
do it.
People's germs and whatnot in there. At least at home, you got your own germs and your own family's germs.
There you go.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I do know. It's nasty.
No, that's gross.
Yeah.
But usually in a public bathroom, they're clean.
People don't wash their hands in a public bathroom.
True. We have a list here, bro. It's like, that dude just walked out. That dude just walked out. Not shaking that guy's hand. I think that's...
You got to touch the faucet.
That's disgusting. No. I have a very strict thing that I have to do every single time I go into the bathroom. I have to wash my hands. Then I have to get the towel and dry my hands and use that same towel to open the door.
Absolutely. And then you just play basketball.
No. The trash can is right there. So yeah. I hold the door open with my foot and throw it in the trash and then walk out.
Yeah. Truth. That's the way to roll. Thanks for the call, man. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Billiam.
Hey, dude.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
You know, chilling.
You guys talking about, like, hygiene?
Now we are. Yes.
And things you do or do not do in the bathroom, like with people around?
Yes!
So, when I'm on tour, like, we don't really have another option. So, like, brushing my teeth in Walmart is basically like the number one thing to do.
It has to happen.
That's just so... Now, I'm not getting down on the people who actually do brush their teeth here at the station.
I am proud of you.
Because I walk in and I'm like, nicely done. I'm leaving. Because I can't. I can't. I feel bad.
So if you were to walk into Wally World and
Billy's brushing their teeth.
He's over here brushing his teeth. You're like, I'll wait.
Yeah.
No.
That's gross.
It's a big old bathroom, though. You don't even have to see me.
Dude, have you seen studies about like germ particles? They fly like 8 feet or something crazy like that.
Gross.
I just accept that germs are everywhere already.
No, dude. Yeah. You're brushing your teeth with that.
Yeah, in the toothbrush that I carried in like in my dirty pocket. I mean,
so true.
Wow. Static.
Hey, Steve-O, this is Matt, and I want to tell you I agree with you fully about not brushing in a public restroom.
You're commenting on the subject?
Commenting on the subject at hand.
That's amazing.
It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is.
You guys liking your new soundboard?
Yeah.
Our new soundboard.
No clue what you're talking about.
I wish we had a new soundboard.
I wish we had a new soundboard, too. We don't have a new soundboard.
Hey. Yeah. So, hey, how you doing, Mitch?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Is Steve-O being a little annoying in there?
Always. But Billiam is in here, and he's not being annoying.
Oh, hey, Billiam.
Hey.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew.
Hey, guys, in a while, would you not mind playing some Lighthouse of the Whalers?
Yeah, of course.
Dude, so glad you called today.
Thank you, Steve-O. Bye, Mitch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
Love that guy.
That's how he does.
Yeah, exactly like that. But he commented on the subject, which is amazing.
Yeah, that was...
It's a new day.
It is a new day. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. We originally were talking about productivity at work, but it got turned into brushing your teeth at work. Would you brush your teeth at work here?
No, because it's not... I can go home after work.
Yeah.
You know? The only time I brush my teeth in public is when that's my only option.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Static!
Hey, I think that it's totally cool to do it, man, because it's cleaner. I agree with Mitch.
Yeah, dude.
See? They clean that. Yeah. They clean the public bathroom. When was the last time you cleaned your bathroom?
Don't ask me that.
Well, hey, Billy, when was the last time you cleaned your bathroom?
But not in Walmart. Walmart's nasty.
Right! Yeah.
Okay, I would agree with like not like a gas station.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for agreeing, though.
Well, it's always nice when you get to like the fast food restaurants that the door locks, because that's when you can like
take
the sink bath.
Ah, there you go. You got the only one. The sink bath. Yeah. Tell us more about Tour Nasties.
Yeah. Tour Nasties.
Speaking of those, Thebes says flip-flops and urinals, not a good mix.
Oh, so, gross.
Yeah. No,
No. Can't well, flip-flops are just gross anyway. So.
Yeah, can't do it. He lives in California, though, so I guess if I lived out in Cali, I'd probably have flip-flops
as
well.
Do you really take sink baths?
Sink baths?
Heck yeah. That's the best way to stay fresh on the road.
So now I feel like I'm doing a civil duty.
Civil.
What is civil. a civic duty?
Civic is like the car.
Okay.
On duty.
All right. Because House of Heroes, those guys coming through on tour and they're staying at our house. So they see they get a place.
Yeah.
Now I understand why everybody stays at our house. Because if you actually get a home,
it's
a big deal.
Like, we'll spend like 3 weeks on the road, and if you're lucky to get two house stays
I feel happy.
And get some like real showers.
Yeah. Yeah. We even got a new shower head for the guest bathroom because our last one, the guys were like, dude, that's some serious water pressure. That hurts, bro. And so we did. We bought a new shower head. We're like, okay, we got to get a new shower head before House of Heroes comes through.
That's funny.
Because last time he was complaining that the shower, you know, stung.
It probably did.
I don't know. We never use it. So, Static.
Hey, what's up, Steve? This is Nate Hook.
Hey, Nate. What up?
Not much. I have only brushed my teeth in public once.
And how'd it go?
It went all right. It was better than the alternative.
Which was?
Because I've been stuck on a bus all night in Mexico.
Oh!
And didn't have a place to stay in the city where I was yet.
Isn't that what gum's for, though?
I don't think that actually gets the...
Are you
the
sure?
Grime, whatever grime was floating around that cheap bus I was on all
yes.
night.
Yes. Yes.
Normally, it ends up being bad. I had a boss when I worked at the jail who brushed his teeth with the inmate toothpaste once, and he walked out of the bathroom foaming at the mouth saying, this stuff is disgusting. And no wonder they never brushed their teeth. Well, he'd accidentally gotten the shaving cream, which was in the same
packaging.
How do you make that mistake?
Well, because it's like prison, bro. They it's all like generic packaging.
So
not that I've ever been. I'm like, well, actually, I'll tell you, common mistake.
Of course.
Dude, all the time.
Yeah, no, dude, regularly. So thanks for the call, man.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We started to talk about productivity, which somehow turned into...
Do you brush your teeth in public?
Well, dude, it happens here regularly. Walking into the bathroom, and there are people here who are like, hey, I'm more hygienal than you. It's like, oh, man. But they have really white teeth, and their breath always smells good. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Sometimes to avoid awkwardness, like if I'm already in the stall and someone comes in and I hear them start brushing their teeth, I'll just sit there and wait for them to finish before I leave. It's like, I don't want to walk out here right now and... have to like say something,
hey,
but you'll have toothpaste in your mouth anyway.
Yeah, and they're using the sink.
Yeah, so, it's like, so I can't wash my hands.
Can I use the sink? I gotta wash my hands. I definitely gotta wash my hands. I just came from the stall. Did you notice? Okay, sweet. Sorry, man. And then the awkward conversation of like, hey, man, how's it going? And they got the toothbrush in their mouth trying to have a conversation with you.
Oh, it's so awkward.
It is. It is kind of awkward.
I feel like you guys are making this awkward.
No, it's awkward!
Yeah,
it's so awkward.
Because I just be like, hey, because you're not like completely like, you can't just not talk because you have a toothbrush in your mouth. Like,
yes, you
hey,
can.
What's up? Hey.
I avoid all all verbal contact while brushing teeth
all over your face. What is wrong with you?
That means your lips are nice and minty too.
Which, by the way, Thebe says it is civic duty, not civil duty. I was right.
I would trust him.
Civic duty?
Yeah, I would trust him too.
What does civic mean then?
Well, there's Civic Plaza downtown.
Yeah, you're doing your civic duty. It's you're a civilian.
Oh, no, I just wrote a letter and I put civil duty.
Civil Twilight and Civic Duty. Fire Escape right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
It's Civic Duty. Okay, I've just never heard it.
I am the champion of life. I do things and say things better than Mitch does. Yeah.
You talk good.
I do. I really do.
You know.
I'm so happy right now.
I told...
Just say it.
Say what?
Tell me I'm right.
No.
Tell me I'm right.
No, Thebes is right, and Christopher Crocker.
I said civic duty.
Yeah, but you also second-guessed yourself.
Yeah, the truth.
So you are epitome of an American.
What?
Just kidding.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just wanted to say something.
I am. I was born here.
Yeah, I know. But
nice,
okay,
nice try though.
It's civic duty, nice and I said I am so angry at English and Honda because they ruined. How am I supposed to know?
And at your super amazing, email. We always send out a monthly email to our Klingons.
We send out an email to the Klingons each month, and I wrote it.
Updating all the cool stuff happening.
So I wrote it yesterday, and I'm like, hey guys, what's up? We're just doing our civil duty. Dang it!
Yep.
Dang it!
Yep, too late. Did it already go out to everybody?
No, it'll go out this Friday. And
oh, so you can change it and fix it so you don't sound dumb. Okay.
Yeah, but just everyone who's listening now, just know that it used to say civil duty.
Yep.
And I'm going to go change it to civic duty.
So we were talking about ways to be more productive at work, and apparently brushing your teeth is very helpful. It's refreshing. It's exciting. But it got on the subject of, would you really want to brush your teeth in a public bathroom? And there are plenty of people here who are cooler and... And
cooler?
Because they're like, I don't care. I'm brushing my teeth,
yo. I guess I'm cooler.
Totally brush their teeth here. I'm not one of those people.
You know what? You should.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
You get over fears. Wouldn't wear that fear win that fear factor.
Yeah, thing. I would.
Would you brush your
teeth? I bet you I could. That's hilarious. It's like, all right, you got to stick your head in a box full of scorpions. I'm like, dude, totally. All right, you've got to dance on a pile of snakes with tarantulas on your face. Dude, got that. All right, the final challenge, brush your teeth in a bathroom.
I'm out.
I'm done. Nope. Sorry, man. That's disgusting.
Not for
what is wrong with you?
Not for $50,000. No way.
Yeah. So sad, but true.
Yeah. So I asked the question on Facebook.
Yeah.
Would you brush your teeth in a public bathroom?
What do we got?
Your wife immediately chimes in. Christy says, disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'd do it.
Really?
I would totally brush my teeth in public bathroom.
It's so funny. I'm like, how gross. You would brush your teeth? You're so disgusting. I would totally not brush my teeth. You're gross.
Oh, good. Mesa says yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
Chris, he's
Yeah.
Okay. Angela, well, this is like...
I agree with Angela.
If you got stuck in an airport for 2 nights, you would.
I don't know. I would almost... I have an electric toothbrush. It'd be hilarious to be like sitting there at the gate.
Excuse
like,
me, I need to charge me.
Sorry, y'all. Like brushing my teeth, sitting at the gate.
You had that sound.
Sorry,
now.
Bro. I refuse to brush in a bathroom. I'll totally rock it here, though.
You have, like, a spit cup and...
Yeah, I would do that.
That's so weird.
I would do that.
What about those toothbrushes? They're not really toothbrushes. They are, like, the little plastic things. They come in, like, a pack of, like, 10, and they have the toothbrush in the middle, or, like, the toothpaste in the middle, and you, like, brush your teeth. You've never seen those.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a toothpaste capsule in the middle of the toothbrush, and you start brushing, and it's no water required.
What?
Yeah, and the toothpaste bubble little pops and you just got toothpaste all over and you brush your teeth
but then
and you're clean.
Have to spit it all out.
No.
Don't you have to rinse your mouth
it's
out at
safe.
The end?
You can just drink.
No. No.
You that wait
I
until you see
require the dual rinse, which is hilarious because I'm talking about how disgusting it is to brush your teeth in a public bathroom, but at my house, when I'm done brushing my teeth, I turn the faucet on and stick my mouth up to
so
the
do
faucet.
I whenever I go over to people's houses, they just like use their hand to like
yeah.
Get the water from the faucet. I'm like, nope.
They're
right
straight from the tap. It's where it comes out. It's the best. It's the best.
But then it's gross because sure you see like the mineral buildup. You're like, oh, gross.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Totally down with that.
The hypocrisy of all
of
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's funny. Malia says, back in high school when I had braces, I had to brush my teeth after every meal. I had to then, but I probably wouldn't do that now.
Yeah.
Braces, it's always so weird. It's like you eat like a chip and spend the next 30 minutes trying to get all of it out of your teeth.
Dude,
it's awful.
Never had braces. Yeah,
I had braces and I had that, it was called an expander.
Yeah.
Where you put it, it's like in the middle of your mouth and you have a little key to go click, click, and it expands your jaw.
What?
Yeah, it basically breaks this little bone right here. Cause
stop talking.
My mouth wasn't wide enough, so they had to widen my mouth for all of my teeth.
Stop talking.
And I had to do that. And so I like literally... Throughout lunch, I'd eat like 2 chips, and then I'd spend the rest of the lunch trying to get the chips out from because it like got stuck on top of the expander.
Dude,
gross!
Wow,
it was gross.
Amazing.
But yeah, then other people say, Rita says, sure, why not? Bianca, carry some gum, right?
Dude, for real.
I do carry gum.
I don't. I'm not like a gum person. I need to become one because we rock coffee every morning from Sopo. And then for the rest of the day, I do the talk like this.
Hey, how's it going? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, man. I had coffee for breakfast.
Yeah, Adri comes in here after after we're off air, we're done with the show. Adri comes in and just like sprays. She's like, it smells like food. I'm like, it's probably our breath.
Food and coffee and us talking for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Pretty nasty.
So cool. So,
yeah.
Gross.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Brand new record released yesterday from Anchor and Braille. It's called The Quiet Life. That's where you find this one.
Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio with the Vocal Few. We'll make it someday. Good morning. Welcome to Steve-O and Mitch and the stupidest sport in the universe.
Oh, whatever. It's the only sport I understand. We were looking up. Well, first we saw what Yoko's...
Yeah, tell us the big news. Apparently there's big news for all you Harry Potter fans
out there. I'm so excited. So the guide just posted this on the Static Facebook of the new collector's edition of all of the Harry Potter movies.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, so...
Eight movies.
There's eight movies. The ultimate collector's edition of Harry Potter, it contains 31 discs, has all the previously released special features, along with 5 hours of previously unreleased material, including J.K. talking with the screenwriter, Steve Kloves, about translating books to film, and documentary on the cast and what it was like literally growing up on set. See, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. And so...
Plus a blueprint of Hogwarts.
Cool. I don't really... Oh, a Horcrux locket prop.
Oh.
That's exciting.
This is stupid.
And so it's going to be costly.
I get this because Indiana Jones is finally coming to Blu-ray. I'm pretty amped about that. So I just can't understand this because it's 31 discs. And how much is it?
It's going to be about around $500 a pop just for
literally. That's insane!
I'm so excited.
$500, Mitch.
A piece, and it's going to be amazing.
That's car payments. Plural.
That's payments.
Plural.
Car payments, yes, you're right. It's plural.
That's stupid.
But here's the thing. Even... Yo wrote the review of it.
Yeah.
He wrote the little
update. You can check it out.
Yeah, you can check it out. GameAndMovieGuide.com.
Yeah.
And this is amazing. He says it's not a bad price if you consider all of the... You have all the movies, and it's if you don't have any of them. I haven't bought the last few because I've been waiting for this.
Wow.
I only have the...
$500.
Right.
That's stupid.
I have the sixth one on DVD because I bought it out of the little... Red box or whatever.
Insane.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So.
Stupid.
You know.
$500.
It's not only going to be my Christmas present, it's also going to be my birthday present and then probably next year's Christmas present.
Yeah, that's insane. That's ridiculous.
I am so excited.
And it's coming out in a month, which is insane.
Yeah.
September 7th, it releases. You can check out the press release and all that stuff at GameAndMovieGuide.com. But we were talking Harry Potter off the air, and you brought up something that just absolutely... dumbfounds me.
Yeah, you didn't know Quidditch is an actual sport, and they're trying to get it into the Olympic Games.
I wish this were a joke.
It's not a joke, and what's funny is that they have to run with brooms in between their legs.
If you're not a Harry Potter fan, Quidditch is the sport played in the books/films, flying around on brooms. It's kind of like rugby meets... I don't even know what.
Rugby meets awesome meets magic.
Stupid.
And no, it's going to be, oh my gosh, it's so funny to watch because...
Yeah, because it's dumb.
But here's the thing
people
about
people are running
Quidditch.
Around on brooms.
Well, they're with brooms in between their legs. They're not really on the broom.
Well, yeah, because they're holding it.
I guess.
So it's like they're fake flying.
Yeah, but here's...
This is college. This is what kills me. We watched a match and it was UC Berkeley versus the College of Charleston.
Yeah.
These are actual like grown people who are actually in college, so have
playing
smarts.
Quidditch.
Playing Quidditch.
And that means it's awesome.
Oh,
here's the great thing about Quidditch. It is the one sport that I fully understand.
Because it's fake. It's not a real sport. I'm not even going to play the sports theme because it doesn't deserve it.
I deserve the sports
theme. You don't.
Yes, I do. I'm talking about, I can talk about bludgers. I can talk about the quaffle and the snitch. The snitch is the, usually.
Are you ready?
Okay, go for
it. You're going to run us through this as if this is real because this is stupid, but it's apparently a real sport now.
Okay.
In colleges.
Okay.
All right.
Woo! I love sports! This would be so good! Okay, so Quidditch World
this
Cup.
This isn't a... That's right. Nothing here about... at all.
This is all about...
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Okay, here's the thing. Quidditch World Cup. It happens every year, apparently. We just watched a little tidbit of 2011 match.
Sorry. Hit the wrong button.
And... I haven't, obviously, I don't know if the 2012 has happened.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of this, but it's so, I just, like, until just now.
Yeah.
I watched the 2 minutes of it, and it's pretty great. People, except for the whole broom
thing.
You're
not telling us anything about the sport.
Okay, what
happens? How do you play the sport, Mitch?
So you have a broom.
Uh-huh.
And you act like you're riding on the broom, and it looks like all of the...
So it's make-believe. You're playing pretend. You're playing dress-up.
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you're not playing dress up.
No.
You're wearing a broom costume.
Yeah, it's a broom costume.
Yeah, totally.
And, duh.
Legit.
And so all of the balls, there's the quaffle, there's the bludger, and then you have the snitch as well.
Speak English. What are these things?
The quaffle is a big ball that you have to carry and shoot through the hoops.
Okay.
That are at the edge of, it's kind of like the soccer thing, except it's just a big
it's a
hoop.
Goal.
It looks
They're
like
called goals.
The goal. But it looks like a big bubble stick, or bubble stick, bubble, bubble wand. There you go. So you...
Get it?
It's that thing.
Huh?
Yeah. Wand.
There's synergy there.
Yeah.
It's a bubble wand.
Wand, get
it's
it.
A giant bubble wand of Harry Potter.
So you have to throw the quaffles through the bubble wand, but there's the bludgers, and the people who hit the bludgers, if they hit you with the bludger, then you have to drop the quaffle, and that's it. You have to, you're out.
Okay.
And then you have to find the quaffle again, or someone else has to pick it up. And then there's also the snitch. The snitch in the movie is usually just a little gold ball that has wings and
like
it flies around.
Like a hummingbird ball thing.
Yeah, and there's the seeker who has to try and find the snitch. Harry is the sneaker. Is sneaker? Seeker.
Yeah.
Harry is the seeker in the movie. But the snitches in real life are actually just people running around and you have to catch the people. And they can go wherever they want. They don't have a playing field.
Do you understand how ridiculous these
they
are?
They can go wherever they want. And so we just watched like 2 minutes of this and it looks really ridiculous.
It's awful! It is stupid.
It looks so
These
funny.
These are colleges.
But here's the thing. I'm excited about this because I get it.
I could totally understand if it was like, hey, what'd you do today in elementary school?
Oh, we played Quidditch.
Oh, we played Quidditch. Oh, that's so cute playing make-believe. Oh, what'd you do today at the University of California, Berkeley? Oh, dude, totally rocked a solid game of Quidditch today.
It looks
amazing.
It looks fun. And the thing is, there's a lot of spectators. There's a lot of people who are watching.
Dude.
I'm just saying that I think if you actually went to go watch this game, you might...
It's terrible.
You might like
it's
it.
It's terrible. Static.
Hey, can you guys post that link on your... Facebook?
Absolutely. We post this YouTube video?
The YouTube video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Post this video. We're going to post the YouTube video of the actual Quidditch World Cup 2011. It's UC Berkeley... Versus, I think, University of Charleston, right?
Yeah.
College of Charleston?
Yep. College of Charleston.
Dude, posted.
It's like make-believe.
It's,
that's like make-believe on steroids.
Yeah. It's unreal. So, there you go. It's posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Have a great day. If you would like to make fun of people in college... It's just killing me.
This is amazing.
Quidditch.
So, this is the Muggle version.
Yeah, the Muggle version of Quidditch. You can check it out at our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I don't know. Static.
Good morning. Is it way too early Wednesday?
Well
it was
not anymore.
At 6, but it's 9, so it's not really that early anymore.
But I just now awoke, and I was hearing the Harry Potter news.
Ah.
Is it way too early for Harry Potter?
Well, yes, it's always way too early for Harry Potter.
Dude.
Dude. I agree with Steve-O. You know so much about this. It's scary.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, I'm not the only one in this room that knows all about it.
Yeah, I've read all the books. I've seen all the movies.
So you know how to play Quidditch.
My kids, my family, yes, we are fans.
You watched this Quidditch game with me just now, and you understood everything that was going
on. But I'm also real enough to know, like, just because I love Star Wars doesn't mean I'm going to try and make, like...
Yes, you would.
Some kind of...
No, go ahead. Say what were you going to say. What were you going to say?
Lightsaber duels will never be an Olympic sport.
Fencing, hello.
Totally different. Totally different. Because you'd have to have Jedi robes on. You'd have to do, like, flippies. And
flippies.
It'd be amazing.
Go ahead. Use all the technical
terms you want. I would
totally
watch that Olympic sport.
That I could go for, Steve. I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
Now, listen. Is it sticker? Are you stickering?
Yes, we are. Today, Louisiana and Manal Southwest Corner.
Ooh, you are so lucky.
Yeah.
I got gas in my scooter. Will you sticker my scooter?
Of course I will.
What about you, Steve-O? Will you sticker my scooter?
I won't, actually, because I'm not going to be there today. It's Celeste and Mitch.
Well, you suck, then.
I do.
One day I'm going to make it.
Hey. It's not my fault. My mom's getting married today. I kind of have to be there.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay, Judge her. Well, I wish her well and all that. I hope this time is for real.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Mitch, I'm going to see you later, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Louisiana and Manal?
12 to 1.
Yeah, there it is. I just hung up.
That's okay.
It's cool.
Well, that was it. So, yeah, sticker
Judge
stop today between
fight you to the death.
Manal, Louisiana. Southwest Corner will be out stickering Celeste and I for an entire hour.
There it is. Here you go. Here's the equivalent.
Okay.
I love Paul in Houston.
Okay.
Playing a real life game of Quidditch is like wanting pod racing to be a real sport.
Don't you want pod racing to be a real sport?
It will never be a real sport because there's no such thing as pod racers.
Okay, just because Harry Potter fans are a little bit more creative than you Star Wars
They're
fans.
They're so creative that the Golden Snitch
is a
dude in a gold t-shirt running around with wings.
How else do we have a snitch?
That makes me want to say things that I could get fined for. Static.
Hey, it's Adelia.
Hello, Adelia. We're talking about Harry Potter.
You're from Hogwarts here. Let's talk about this for real. What do you think about Quidditch?
I absolutely love it. I think it's really stupid, like, a sport, like, for muggles, you know, but I love it in the movies.
Right, see? In the movies where it's make-believe. I love the scene where Indiana Jones is trying to get the artifact and has to, like, run away from the giant boulder, but they don't need to make that an Olympic sport.
Okay, here's the thing. I never said that I liked muggle Quidditch. I'm just saying that I understand what's going on.
I love that you're calling it muggle Quidditch.
It's muggle Quidditch. That's not real Quidditch.
So would you guys play a game of real-life Quidditch? Adelia, let me ask you first. Would you play that?
I probably, no, I think I'd make fun of people.
Right.
I wouldn't actually
play
it.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad for them. But I understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I just understand.
I'm just saying. All right. Well, thank you for the call. We've missed you.
I know, most people do.
That's pretty great.
Mitch.
Yeah.
You forgot the seven positions. Can you name the seven positions in Quidditch?
Wow.
See, the thing is, I can't. There's the seeker.
Yep.
There's the captain?
The goalkeeper?
No, guy? It's not the goalkeeper.
He's called the keeper.
The keeper, yeah. He's just called the keeper.
Yeah.
There's the guy who catches the quaffle. Can you name them?
Okay, ready? Yes. Go.
Go.
There's three chasers, two beaters, one keeper,
and
one seeker.
There you go.
Wow.
Dang.
Wow. That's incredible.
That is amazing.
Thank you so much for your knowledge of all things.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
You just got schooled.
I did.
You just got Potter schooled.
But that's not fair. She went to Hogwarts.
This is true.
I never went to Hogwarts.
Yeah, get in here.
I never
went
to
Can you say something? Get over here.
I don't know. Normally you guys are like, yeah, come on in. But
come on in.
You didn't wait. Michelle? Okay, I'm on delay because I've been listening online.
Okay.
We're still talking about Quidditch.
Yeah. Oh, of course we are.
Michelle, I just want to say you need to be a little more proud of a fan because you're not representing right now.
What?
Because Steve-O is always like, oh, Star Wars, Spider-Man, and every other comic book nerdy thing. And this is our one nerdy thing is Harry Potter, and you are not representing.
How am I not representing?
Because you're not proud.
I am proud.
You would just play Quidditch.
I would rock that Quidditch.
But the thing is, are competitive, and you would win. I'd be like, oh, I can't catch him. He's too
fast. If they could figure out the snitch thing, that's the only thing I had a problem with. I get the rules. I understand Muggle Quidditch. If you get hit with then you have to drop it. You have to drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the other team can kind of take it or whatever. And so I get that, running back and forth, and that's kind of cool, and the passing and all that. And it looked interesting because you can only do it with one hand because the other hand's holding your broom the whole time.
But here's the thing. I want...
That's amazing.
The Seeker and the Human Snitch is just stupid.
Okay, wait. I didn't see. Is this a person running?
Yes. Around?
Yeah, it's all
it's a dude
person.
Running around with like wings and a golden t-shirt.
It's like all the best sports. It's like tag. Come on. This is all the best sports in one.
Paul in Houston said it brings new meaning to the term snitches get stitches.
Oh my gosh.
You made me cough laugh.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Unbelievable.
I wouldn't be any good at Quidditch because I'm not good at sports. I would be.
Oh, but that's the cool thing. This isn't a sport.
Yes, it is. It's a sport.
No,
it's a sport.
Not.
Like badminton is a sport.
Oh snap!
Let's bring it there.
Badminton is in the Olympics, bro.
Yeah, that was so low. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You're hitting a little birdie. Wow. And trying to lose, apparently.
Quidditch is never going to be in the Olympics.
It will.
Cheerleading a sport?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's some new ground we haven't covered this morning.
I was a cheerleader.
I was like, no.
See, here's the
thing. And I was a cheerleader, so.
See, here's the thing. My sister, not like high school cheerleading.
What?
My sister is a competitive cheerleader.
But it is a sport.
And
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But see, my sister has done cheerleading, like competitive, not high school, like competitive. They don't do anything but compete. They don't go to games and say, go fight, win, whatever.
Right.
They don't do that. They go and compete.
Right.
So
it's like
competitive.
Step up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just derailed you guys, but
that's okay. No, that's okay. Because I think NASCAR is. Because it is a sport. People go, what? You're just driving around in circles. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? That's
well,
sport.
See, but then we got this athletes. Huge argument in high school, and then the band people were like, well, then band is a sport, too, because you had to, like, lay down the ground rules for what defines a sport. And they're like, well, you have to work out. It's when you break a sweat. It's when they're like, well, we break a sweat. So how come, if cheerleading's a sport, then band is a sport. And I was like, that's a musical, like, talent.
It's a musical
thing.
Talent.
That's not, like, so, I don't know.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Premiered the song yesterday for New Music Tuesday, and it made it to rotation.
There it is.
Song's called Follow, brand new band called His Legacy. I know. They need to change that.
Let's get them a new name.
But they make up for it with quality sounds. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yes. Welcome back to the show. 9:30 now.
Hey.
I don't know where we've been today, but...
No, but we got a lot of comments on would you brush your teeth in a public bathroom, and I didn't read any of them.
You did. We started there.
We read. It just...
Somehow it went over to Harry Potter, thanks to the guide. They totally derailed us,
yeah.
But GameAndMovieGuide.com, all you Harry Potter fans, they announced finally the Ultimate Edition or whatever.
What?
No, dude. It's going to be so much money. It's ridiculous.
I'm so excited.
Not worth it. You have to save for like 7 years to get that thing.
7 years? $500?
Yeah. Hey, before we get back into the discussion at hand, I want to remind everybody, the sticker stop going down today. If you do not have the new static decal, we're throwing them on your car today.
Or magazine. We will have those as well.
For free!
For free, 50 free.
We'll wash your window and throw it on there all nice and
we'll probably have
legit style.
Some music to give away.
There you go. We're going to be on the southwest corner of Manal in Louisiana.
And by we, you mean Celeste and I.
Yeah, you and Celeste are going to be out there today hanging out from noon to 1.
Yep.
So make sure you go on out, say hello to them.
Southwest corner.
Southwest corner of Manal in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I believe there's a ginormous mall near there.
Somewhere, there's a few of them, but there's one, like, really, really close.
There you go.
So.
Are you guys going to be, like, in the parking lot corner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can say in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Southwest corner of Manal in Louisiana, in the parking lot of Coronado, basically. Yep. Okay.
Where there are no cars.
Where there are no cars in the top corner.
Yes.
I like that. So come say what's up to Celeste and Mitch today.
Just be hanging out.
Noon to one.
Indeed.
Yeah. So we were talking about brushing your teeth, and then it became this Quidditch World Cup.
It's so weird because we weren't even talking about brushing your teeth. We were talking about ways to be productive at work.
Yeah, and brushing your teeth at work was one of them, which, yeah.
A lot of people have said that gum sounds better than brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Gross. Your wife.
Yep. That's my lady.
That's gross.
And she is a lady.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You want me to read that?
Sure.
She says, gum sounds better than brushing my teeth with pee and poop germs from thousands of strangers.
True!
That's so disgusting.
It's true. I like Chris's comment. There are only a couple things that need to be done in public bathrooms, and they are number one and number two. Anything else is just gross.
Washing your hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's gross if you don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, most people are like, nah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Sarah's like, of course, you're not brushing with toilet water.
Yeah, and Sean says, you're brushing your teeth, not the toilet seat.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, so it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nate says, it's really not that bad. I mean, the water in my house in Mexico used to come out dark brown about once a week. I use bottled water to brush on those days.
Wow.
That's disgusting. Can you imagine brown water? You're like, oh, what is that?
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
We're still playing Harry Potter music in the back.
Yes, we are. Okay, let's talk about this. Quidditch World Cup. You posted the video on our Facebook page.
For everyone just to see.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a comment saying, never make fun of Quidditch.
Yeah.
We actually got
messed up.
Some comments on this here, quote unquote, sport.
Come on, Diane. She says it's silly. I would be the seeker. You would be the snitch. That's what Josh says.
Well, because I kind of running around always like, hey, guys, hey, what's going on? And then,
and I was like, whoa, hold on. Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bill says, no. Wait. Oh, riding on the back of Aslan? Yes. What game for Narnia would that be?
It'd just be like the war or something?
Find the witch?
Yeah. Kill the witch.
There you go. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think we already did that once a long time ago. It didn't work out well. Yeah. There were trials. Yeah, it was terrible.
Couldn't really figure out who the witch was.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
If she burned, she's a witch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So...
No. JD says, this just makes me feel a lot better about not watching any of the Harry Potter movies. JD, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You cannot call yourself a nerd.
If you do not watch.
We got a bunch of like just random comments too.
People are upset. Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah.
Is there going to be... we can't say that word. He says, is there going to be a mudblood version as well?
Why can't we say that word?
Mudblood? That's like bad.
Why?
Because.
In the books? It made you half wizard, half... Muggle or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Steven, Harry Potter, really? Are you judging us, Steven? Because I will straight up say that I know lots of people read Harry
Potter. See, I like Tim. Harry Potter books were amazing. Some things are better left to fiction or maybe someone's backyard. My university has a team. I cry on the inside every time I'm reminded of it. Truth.
Don't.
Texas A&M has a Quidditch team? Are you kidding me?
Are you so happy you're from Texas now?
Oh, dude, I'm from Lubbock, Texas. If Texas Tech has a Quidditch team, I will be slightly devastated. Not gonna lie.
Anna says, never make fun of Quidditch.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. I'm not making fun of Quidditch. I'm making fun of humans who pretend to play fake sports. Yeah.
I found so many people who want to buy that $500 thing.
Yeah. Check out all the details. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new future of forestry. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thrice. So-called anthology.
I'm going to cry.
And on that note.
We need to leave.
We are out.
We've been talking for like 4 hours.
Woo!
It's time.
If you missed a part of the morning show this morning, I'm sorry. But check it out. We podcast it every single day.
We do.
You can check it out at mystaticradio.com/morning. Stop talking, you. That's Scott Stapp. Dude, apparently they're still around because Chris Chicago, who does the Hype hip-hop show on Friday nights here on Static Radio, was backstage hanging out with Creed this week.
Oh,
is that weird?
You know, that's really weird. Maybe Creed was backstage hanging out with another band, too.
He was at a Creed show. He posted photos of Creed playing Creed, being Creed. So, it was there.
Oh.
They were doing stuff.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good. So glad.
That's it for us. Catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings and catch Celeste and Mitch today.
Today, we'll be at the southwest corner of Manal, Louisiana. Stick green cars.
Yeah, far corner of the Coronado parking lot.
Yeah, it's the parking lot. So we'll be there chilling for an hour, 12 to 1.
Yeah.
Giving away the decals, the newest static paper if you don't have it, as well as some free music.
There it is. Hopefully you won't have to be moving too much. You think mall security is going to make you guys move?
We asked already.
Oh, good.
So we're good.
Good on you. Right there. High five.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like that.
That's right.
You guys are prepared. I guess I should start asking
and
too.
And we already have a place for next week too.
Yes, we do. Moriarty.
Moriarty?
Yeah. We're going to be trekking it up to Moriarty next week, a week from today.
Yes.
So, yeah. Keep it locked for all the Sticker Stop locations. And today, noon to 1, Celeste and Mitch, southwest corner of Manal in Louisiana. Sweet.
There you go.
We got to go pack and prep for that.
Yep.
You do, actually.
I do.
I'm going to a wedding.
You're going to a wedding with your nice button up.
Yeah, with the really curly pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
Have fun.
So. All right, I'm out. And are you?
Yes.
As well.
Are you?
As are you.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Bye.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.